Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, I'm going to share three final ways that we can put power in our prayers. And obviously, the subject of prayer is so vast, we could never exhaust it. And these are just guidelines, if you will, just touchstones where there can be new depth and greater revelation as you pray, seeking God's face and God's heart for the needs in your lives and the lives of those you love. But let's move on now. I'm going to share a ninth step in putting power in your prayers, and that is praying according to God's will. Now, how do we know what God's will is? Well, it is revealed in the Word of God. There are general guidelines for Christian living that are clearly outlined in the Word, and there may be some specific detailed areas that you may not know God's will. For example, should you move, for example, or take a particular position of employment? In that case, obviously it is God's will for you to be in the center of His will. It is His will for you to have your needs met through employment, and so He will direct you, and so you are praying according to God's will. And of course, in order to have His will, we must live in obedient union with Him. John 15:7 simply states, and these are the words of Jesus, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." And then in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 15, the Word clearly tells us, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of Him." And then the 10th step I'd like to share with you in putting power in your prayers is to pray in that wonderful name of Jesus to the Father. Now, that's just not just a closing we tack on the end of our prayers, but what we're actually doing when we approach the Father, because Jesus said to pray to the Father in His name. What does that mean? We approach our Heavenly Father on the merit, power, and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus indicates we recognize the authority given to Him by the Father, and we call on that name which is above every name, which at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess at one point in the coming in the future that He is Lord. And when we pray in His name, it is like praying as He would. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we approach God not on our merit, but on the merit of His Son. And we avail ourselves of Christ's claim with the Father and His all-powerful position to the Father. He sits as our great high priest. He daily intercedes for us. His ministry right now is the ministry of intercession. And we call upon the name of the Lord for our salvation. And that's not just the eternal salvation of our soul, but salvation refers to every aspect of our lives, healing, meeting of needs. Paul tells us in Romans 10:12, "Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Jesus said in John 14:14, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." That's very clear. Jesus helps us in our weaknesses and in our infirmities, and he strengthens us to claim that which he has provided for us. All that Christ accomplished, praise God, the word tells us we are joint heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All that Christ is, we are joint heirs, heirs to God, and joint heirs with our Lord. That is tremendous. That's powerful. And so we pray in the name of Jesus. And then the final step I'd like to share with you, not that this is exhaustive or conclusive, but the importance of praying in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given not only as our teacher and as our comforter, but Romans 8, 26 and 27 states this, like the Spirit also helps our infirmities or weaknesses, for we know not what or how we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The NIV puts it like this, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what or how we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Praise God. How important this is. The Holy Spirit gives us power to pray from the heart. The Holy Spirit helps you proclaim your prayers to God, and God will answer your prayers. Ephesians 6:18 puts it this way. Paul is saying, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. God gives an anointing of prayer as we pray in the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Holy Spirit, when we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. But as you know, if you've listened to this broadcast any length of time, there is what is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's what the disciples experience on the day of Pentecost and what is available to every single believer. It's not just for those in leadership. Every believer can be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive that heavenly prayer language to pray in ways when our logical mind can't even find the words to pray. The Holy Spirit can take over and pray in the Spirit for us. There is that heavenly language, the language of tongues, if you will, which is given to us when we receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Paul addresses himself to this in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verses 14 through 15. He's very clear here. There should be no argument or need for misunderstanding. He says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Verse 15, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, or in the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding, or with understanding also. So Paul is clearly saying there are times in which we pray in the Spirit, but also we pray with the understanding. And when we pray in the Spirit, the devil can't hear us, and we are praying according to God's express perfect will. When you come to the end of yourself and you just really don't know how to pray, that's when the Holy Spirit comes to our aid, and we can pray in the Spirit and know and have the faith and have the assurance that God is listening, because the Holy Spirit is praying for us. Now, our understanding, we may not understand, but by faith, we can trust that God is hearing our prayer. It's the most effective way we can pray. And one of the main reasons the devil has so twisted the teaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and why so many labor and toil to convince people that tongues are not for today, as well as the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit that are recorded in Corinthians. They say it's not for today because it's to keep volumes of prayer from being answered. That's not their intention, but that's the intention of the devil. Satan knows what would happen if the whole body of Christ would pray in their heavenly language as the Holy Spirit would direct. Praise God. Well, beloved, we could have spent weeks on this important subject of prayer, but just by way of review, I've shared some of the ways that we can experience greater power in our prayers, and that's the importance of sincerity, of humility of heart, and humility of attitude, and to have true repentance, turning away from all known sin in our lives, to walk in obedience, to do the things that God has asked us to do, the importance of faith, and the importance of forgiveness. We simply have to forgive or God's not going to forgive us. Also, the seventh step I've shared was fasting, to however God would speak to our hearts, and perseverance, how important that is. Just like Elijah, he persisted in prayer. Remember, he prayed until he saw a cloud, his servant saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, and then he knew God was going to send the rain. And also the ninth step is praying according to God's will. The tenth step I've shared was praying in the wonderful name of Jesus, and finally to pray in the Holy Ghost. Well, let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege that we've had to be able to share what your word says on prayer. Lord, it's very important to your heart. Jesus spent much time in prayer. He was our example. And so, Father, I pray that the word of God, which we've shared this week, Lord, let it have a fertile, rich planting, and those let those seeds bear forth much fruit in our lives. Let us pray with conviction. Let us pray with a certainty, Lord, that you are a good God and you will hear and answer our prayer. And Father, I thank you for those who have been discouraged, those who are at the edge of fainting because they've not seen results. Father, I take authority over that weariness. You said, Lord, be not weary in well-doing. And so, Father, I release strength and perseverance in prayer to them. And Father, I thank you that by faith we're going to see wonderful answers to prayer because that's the kind of God you are. Amen and amen. Well, I could have prayed on for an hour, but just know that every day I pray for you and fast for you regularly, knowing that God has wonderful things in store for all of his people. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.